In the months following Grant's hard-won victory at Shiloh, Union gunboats succeeded in clearing the Mississippi River as far south as Memphis, bringing all of western Tennessee under federal control. With Henry Halleck in charge of Union land forces in the west, however, the steam quickly went out of the federal advance. By the middle of July 1862, Halleck had advanced no farther than Corinth, Mississippi, and an excellent opportunity to strike at lightly defended Vicksburg had passed. Following Halleck's departure for Washington to serve as chief of staff, Grant resumed command of Union forces along the Mississippi and was soon on the move again. By the end of January 1863, he had moved to Milliken's Bend, immediately west of Vicksburg, where he set about to find a water route around the enemy's now formidable defenses. Each of four attempts to divert the waters of the Mississippi into new channels failed, however, as had an earlier attempt by William T. Sherman's corps to assault the bluffs immediately north of the city. Grant's next plan was to move overland, crossing the river below Vicksburg, a scheme that called for Union gunboats to run a gauntlet of fire from the city's batteries. Despite the speculative nature of the plan and against the advice of his subordinates, Grant started his army south on the 5th of April. By the end of the month, Admiral Porter's gunboats had successfully run the city's batteries, and two Federal corps were ferried across the river to Bruinsburg. Soon Sherman's corps joined the rest of the army on the dry land east of the river, at which point Grant continued to press forward, abandoning his line of supply and moving northeast in the direction of the important rail center at Jackson. By the 14th of May, the Federals had driven a hastily assembled rebel relief force under J.E. Johnston out of Jackson and were at last ready to close in on their main objective. Turning westward, Grant met and defeated Pemberton at Champion Hill on the 16th, and in another 2 days, the Federals were on the eastern outskirts of Vicksburg. Following an initial attempt to break through the enemy defenses, Grant undertook a complete investment, restoring his line of supply and bringing down reinforcements from garrisons in Tennessee. After a month and a half of siege, its population reduced to starvation, Vicksburg surrendered on July 4th, 1863.